The third annual Lighted Up Innisfil event is more than Christmas lights, music and an inflatable Santa Claus. It's about community, friendly competition, charity, and town pride. Innisfil Cown. Jennifer Richardson started Lighted Up Innisfil at the height of the pandemic when people had to socially distance themselves from one another. Now in its third year, more than 55 participants signed up and decorated their homes for the contest that ran until voting closed on the evening of December 16. I love when people are messaging me saying that they're driving around checking out the houses. It's a nice family time event to do together, said Richardson. One couple that messaged said that it's their date night. It's easy to spot the glow of Christmas lights that marks the spirit of the season, but the Google map created for the event made navigating from home to home simple. It's a great way to see your neighborhood, see your neighbors, and just get to know the town of Innisfil, too, which is really fantastic, Richardson said. Lighted Up Innisfil was supported by local businesses, including Domino's Pizza in Innisfil. Domino's Pizza not only provided gifts to each winner but they organized a fundraiser aptly titled Raise the Dough. The initiative raised $200, which brought the total amount raised from the Lighted Up Innisfil event to $1,202.80. The amount will be evenly split, $601.40 will be donated to each charity, Christmas 4 Kids, C4 Kids, and the Innisfil Food Bank. Richardson announced the winners and thanked all of the people and businesses that donated prizes to Lighted Up Innisfil, which included Ann Kell and the Innisfil Idealab and Library, the Barry Baycats, Second Draft Journals, Scentsy, Epicure, The Cove Cafe, The Fork and Plate, Granolala, Tim Hortons, Hotbox Huts, My Inner Wild Photography, and The Creative Cottage, via a post on the Connecting Innisfil Facebook group. In a feat that would make Santa Claus and his reindeer proud, Richardson and her husband, Mike Richardson, delivered each of the prizes to the winners on deck 17, alongside dignitaries such as Barry Innisfil MP John Brassard, Innisfil Mayor Lynn Dolan, and Counts Grace Constantine and Linda Zanella. Winners of the third annual Lighted Up Innisfil event are MP John Brassard's favorite, 2972 Earl Street MPP Andrea Kanjan's favorite, 236 Sunset Cress. Mayor Lynn Dolan's favorite, 1938 Mill Street Rotary Club of Innisfil's favorite, 1262 Shore Acres Domino's Pizza, Innisfil, S favorite, 2306 Jack Crescent Ward 1, 2246 Lynn Street Ward 2, 1064 Quarry Doctor Ward 3, 1042 Linden Street Ward 4, 2222 25th Side Road Ward 5, 2234 25th Side Road Ward 6-3 Carmen's Cove Ward 7, 2284 Karen's Gate awarded Best Inflatable, 676 10th Line awarded Most Creative, 2142 Galloway Street awarded Best Lights, 2834 Sharing Crescent awarded Fan Favorite, 1296 Guilford Road afterwards. Richardson and her family posted a live video on Facebook to announce the total amount raised and the winners of the door prizes, which included gift cards from Domino's Pizza, The Cove Cafe, Tim Hortons, Fork and Plate, a Godiva Chocolates gift set, and a Scentsy gift basket. When asked if she would organize a fourth annual Lighted Up Innisfil event next year, Richardson didn't hesitate to confirm that the tradition will continue. It's so much fun, she said. As soon as the new year hits, we'll be gearing up to do Innisfil to help support the restaurants, because we have so many amazing local restaurants in town. Check out the Connecting Innisfil Facebook group, as Innisfil will take place in February 2023.